Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Since I leave, I'm burning down. Feel like shouting. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Well, the Grammys are running out of categories for Bobby McFerrin. The singer, improviser, conductor, and composer has won in the Song of the Year and Record of the Year categories, Jazz Vocal Performance, Pop Male Vocalist, Children's Record, and has been nominated in the Classical, Classical Crossover, and Instrumental Arrangement categories. What the Grammy folks will make of this newest record is anyone's guess. Spirit You All is a new take on some great old American tunes, spirituals mostly, but the arrangements touch on the blues, bluegrass, Celtic, Caribbean, and Western swing. Bobby McFerrin is here with his band to play some of these songs for us on Soundcheck today. We're going to start off with a live performance of Every Time, here once again in the Soundcheck studio after a hiatus of a couple of years is Bobby McFerrin with his band.
Bani salam piti nambeti Iya na lona uwa Nika na malo lupena nipi zuki Iya na wana uwa Moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the spirit. Out of his mouth came fire and smoke. I looked around me, it looked so fine. I asked the Lord if all was mine. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, moving in my heart, moving in my heart. I will pray, I will pray, I will pray. Oh, 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 oh. I will pray, I will pray, moving in my heart.
That is Bobby McFerrin and the band live on Soundcheck. Every Time is the lead-off track on his newest record called Spirit You All. And that's a live performance featuring Bobby, of course, singing. Backing vocals from drummer Louis Cato, the bass played by Scott Colley, Gil Goldstein playing the keyboards, and the dueling guitarists David Mansfield and Armand Hirsch all here with us in the Soundcheck studio.
All here.
Good to see you again, Bobby.
How you been?
Good. You've been busy.
I've been busy. Yes, I have. Yeah, we just finished our Christmas album just about 20 minutes ago. We were playing
the hottest day of the year,
right.
And you guys were singing the Christmas song.
That's
Chestnuts,
right. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Thank you.
But here's the thing, though. You started singing that, and the band, without missing a beat, was right there with you.
Us, because all the musicians are years of stellar musicianship. They've got ears like elephants. They hear everything.
And noses as well.
I know that must have been a British accent because I didn't catch a word of what you just said there.
It's a good band. No, it's. I'm very, very happy to be in the company of these wonderful musicians.
Now, you know, you've done so much solo work.
Yeah.
And so much work without using the voice as the carrier of a text.
True.
That it's kind of, you know, it sort of took me aback for a moment to think, oh, he's singing words.
Yeah, it's probably going to, other people are going to think have the same reaction. But I've been wanting to do songs like this for a while, and it's a bit different. You know, I wanted to put a band together that was acoustically based, you know, acoustic instruments, and I wanted to do something with that had a jazzy, folksy, bluegrassy kind of flavor to it. So, you know, here we are, and it's great. So we mix it up a bit. We go south a few times on stage. We play around with pieces. We extend them. We elaborate on them. We shorten them. We quicken them. We change the pace. We change the key. You know, it's like an experiment, a live experiment, you know.
With songs that will be ultra familiar to a lot of people.
To a lot of people. Yeah, especially pieces like He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
Right.
You know, which probably everybody, that's probably the most familiar tune on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some new ones that I've written over the years that are on the album. And then tunes that my father sang. You know,
right.
He did an album of spirituals called Deep River back in 1957. And I use some of the songs, you know, that are on this record as a basis for what? A basis for,
well,
for prayer, I guess. Yeah.
And as a kind of a tribute to your father.
Yeah.
His record began with the same song that your record begins with.
It did.
Every Time.
It did, yes, indeed.
Now, explain who Robert McFerrin Sr. was. He had an important role to play.
First off, he to this day has the best baritone voice of anyone I've ever heard in my life. He was the first African American to sign a contract with the Metropolitan Opera in 1955, I believe. And he was a great teacher. I learned a lot just observing him with students, watching him teach and listening to what he had to say. He was very passionate. He didn't put up with any nonsense at all. If you came in completely unprepared, you know, he just booted you out the door. But he was very, very strict, strong, stern, yet kind. He had the perfect balance for a teacher, you know.
And he was the voice of
Sidney Poitier in the movie Porgy and Bess, which moved us from New York to Los Angeles in 1958.
Yeah. So that, did he sing these songs around the house? Did you hear this as part of your soundtrack?
Well, what I heard was him studying these songs with Hall Johnson. Hall Johnson was a big influence in my father's life when it came to singing the spirituals because his grandmother was a slave. So he was able to transmit the actual sort of authentic performance of these spirituals, and my father got the inflection, you know, stretching out the bar lines, you know, flattening the notes,
right,
and things like that, you know. And I remember seeing Hall crunched over my father's shoulder while my father was at the piano playing, and Hall would say, no, that's not correct. You're not doing it right. You know what's really unfortunate is my father, Hall Johnson, bequeathed all of his music to my dad. You know, all of his manuscripts, all of his compositions, and they were all burned up in an apartment fire.
Mm.
Yeah, that's quite a loss. I would love to have just gone through all that music. Wow, that would have been great.
So this album, Spirit You All, really does sort of, you know, reconnect after many years with this music that was part of your life.
Yes, and I wish my father was alive to hear them. He died a few years ago. Yeah. And so he hasn't had the opportunity to hear this stuff. And he never heard me sing any spirituals around the house because I just didn't really think about it.
Well, now, what about when you started raising your own kids? Did you sing these songs to them?
I never did. It's funny. All this stuff has come up for me just recently because of, you know, this band and working with these musicians and the desire to do something new. You know, spirit, this is actually, I started working on the concept of Spirit You All years ago, maybe 20 years ago. And I would bring some musicians into the studio, we'd experiment, play around with some stuff, and it just never turned into anything. But then maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, I thought, well, maybe if I use some of the stuff that my father did as a basis, maybe that's a good beginning, you know. So that's where we started.
And where you end up is this terrific new album called Spirit You All, obviously a pun on the fact that they are mostly great American spirituals that make up the record, some original pieces from Bobby McFerrin as well. And he and the band here in the Soundcheck studio. Soundcheck listeners, if you have a question for Bobby McFerrin, you can post it on our website, soundcheck.org, or tweet us at Soundcheck. For the moment, you want to do Fix Me Jesus?
We'll do it, yes.
Where is this from? Is this one of the ones your dad recorded?
Yes, he did. And, you know, I never heard my father pray. I never saw him pray. But when I hear him sing the spirituals, I know he's praying these pieces. I know that he's deeply, deeply connected to them. So this is when I hear my father pray, when he sings songs like these.
Fix Me Jesus, Bobby McFerrin and his band, live on Soundcheck.
Papa, you would have loved this.
Fix me. Fix me. Fix me. Jesus, fix me, fix me for my long wide road, fix me, Jesus. Come on and fix me, Jesus, fix me for my journey home, fix me, Jesus, fix me. Thank you.
fix me.
Bobby McFerrin and the band live on Soundcheck with Fix Me Jesus. Yes, it's a blues. Yes, it's a prayer. It's also a track on Bobby's new record called
Look,
Spirit
Up in
you
the Sky.
All. quick question from a listener via Twitter before we get on to the next song, Bobby. John wants to know if you will be coming back to London this year.
Oh, gosh. I was just there. Just there in March for
doing
I think
what?
March 1st. Doing this.
Doing this. Okay. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you've also got Bobble, the opera that you've been doing
yes,
in recent
but
years.
That's true. But
solo stuff.
I was just in New York or London just a couple of months ago.
All
so
right.
I'm sorry. You missed it.
All right, John. You've missed your chance to see Bobby McFerrin. He is never returning to London ever
again. Oh, don't
again.
Tell him that. Tell him that, yes, as soon as possible, we'd love to return. No, we played at the Barbican, and it's wonderful.
Game.
It was the first time that we played these songs in public, and it was great. We had a great time.
There is a European tour coming up, though, isn't there?
Yes, in a matter of days.
Yeah. Which will eventually end, and when it does, Bobby McFerrin and this band will be back here in New York on August 20th, performing at Central Park Summer Stage.
Which will eventually end. The tour which will eventually end. Did you hear that? They went out on the road, and they never came back.
You know, I mean, they might have thought they got themselves into a Bob Dylan thing here
that's
when
right.
they signed up with
that's
you, Bobby,
true.
The never-ending tour.
The never-ending tour. Oh, that's, yeah, okay.
So don't be so quick to make fun because
okay.
I had a very, very valid point to make there.
Okay.
Bobby McFerrin and the band are here with us on Soundcheck. Joshua, this is another one of those really familiar songs that you sort of had to take maybe look at from a different angle.
We just sort of countrified it just a little bit. We just took the tune and made it into something, just to put a little kick in it, you know, just to kind of, so brace yourselves because we're going to do it again.
All right, the song is Joshua. The album is called Spirit You All. It's Bobby McFerrin live on Soundcheck.
Just to be the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You've been talking about the better of you. Talk about a man of song, but there's nobody like Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. Nobody like Joshua. Nobody. Did it,
Bobby McFerrin and the band live on Soundcheck once again with Scott Colley playing the bass, David Mansfield and Armand Hirsch have been playing all kinds of acoustic guitars, electric guitars, mandolin, dobro, Gil Goldstein playing keyboards and a bit of accordion earlier, Louis Cato behind the drums, some backing vocals earlier, and of course Bobby McFerrin singing here in the Soundcheck studio. His new album is called Spirit You All. You mentioned before, Bobby, about, you know, this album being a tribute to your dad and seeing your dad teaching.
Yeah.
And you've been doing some teaching.
I do. It's turning out to be kind of an annual workshop at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Mm-hmm. And it's about circle singing, improvisation. I have five members from Voicestra to assist me. It's a week of singing, a week of celebration, a week of spiritual renewal, mm-hmm. a week of vegetarian cooking.
Whole week of vegetarian cooking.
But I understand that this menu this year they're expanding and they're going to be serving fish and chicken in addition to the other dishes that they have.
Okay. So you don't need to sound quite so glum
It's actually quite good, and I look forward to the sort of the healthy effects of it for a week. But I do escape into town a night, you know, and have myself a glass of, you know, Bordeaux, or, you know, and some French fries, and you know, occasionally I just think, you know. And why not?
Bully for you,
oh,
Bobby
yes,
McFerrin.
Of course.
So this is happening the week of August 23rd. August 20th, you're here in New York.
That's
for
correct.
Central Park Summer Stage.
Yeah.
August 23rd, that week, you're up in Rhinebeck for this Circle Song
That's
workshop.
Yeah.
And for folks who haven't seen Circle Songs, it's literally, you sit people in a circle, you give them some material to sing,
That's
and
right.
you kind of build the song.
And we build the song that way. And so we teach that, you know, because I think it's a great tool for especially choir directors to loosen up their choirs and to try some new stuff and also practice improvisation, which, you know, basically improv for me is simply motion. You mm-hmm. know, you start something and you just keep going. You might set a timer for a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. But you start, you keep going. And that's the basis of improv for me. You know, it's the when you're talking about harmony and theory and all that kind of stuff, that comes later. The first part is just getting enough courage to just forward ho, you know,
right.
here we go.
Yep.
Start and don't stop. That's it. So I teach that.
Well, and speaking of you know, singing and motion, there is online, Soundcheck listeners, if you haven't seen it, the viral video of Bobby McFerrin from that World Science Festival panel
we
did. The pentatonic scale. You have to see this thing. I lost track when it passed 4 million views.
Something like that. It's amazing to me.
It's on our website, soundcheck.org. It is absolutely worth checking out to see Bobby McFerrin in action. I'm going to give the last word to Sandra from Argentina. She didn't write in with a question, just a comment. I love this beautiful person. It's wonderful to hear you from Argentina now.
Argentina.
Yeah. where Joshua is not a thrice familiar song, I would expect.
You never know.
You never know.
You just never know.
Well, some great old American songs on this new album called Spirit You All from Bobby McFerrin. He and the band have been playing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Great to see you as always, Bobby.
It's good to be here. Yeah, we've had fun. Thank you.
This everyone. Is Soundcheck.
Oh, you know that my eyes are ever on the Lord.
This is one of Bobby McFerrin's original tracks from the album Spiritual, a setting of Psalm 25:15. If you've enjoyed hearing Bobby McFerrin and the band on soundcheck.org today, tune in on Monday when we'll have our next live session. It's Eleanor Friedberger, formerly half of the band Fiery Furnaces with her brother Matt, now doing a solo record. It's actually called Personal Record, and she'll play some of that for us live on soundcheck.org, 2 p.m. Eastern on Monday. As for today's session, which we shot on video as well, we'll be posting the audio for on-demand listening and the video later. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll let you know when it's up.